Welcome to Digimaster Shorts. We are your hosts, Adam Negus.
And Carly Wilson, delivering the latest scoop from the digital realm. In a stark illustration of evolving American business dynamics, Macy's, the venerable retailer, has announced plans to close 150 stores by 2026 in response to dwindling sales and a shifting retail landscape. Meanwhile, Nvidia, a titan in artificial intelligence chip making, hit a historic milestone by reaching a market capitalization of $2 trillion, underscoring the high value placed on technology in AI. As traditional department stores like Macy's become increasingly obsolete, retailers are forced to redefine their strategies, focusing on smaller, luxury-oriented locations that provide unique shopping experiences and cater to changing consumer preferences. Macy's strategy, a bold new chapter, aims to realign the brand with these new market demands, even as e-commerce continues to grow, projected to account for 20.5% of overall retail sales by 2027. Despite the closures, the opening of these new luxury and smaller outlets signifies the continued significance of brick-and-mortar stores in the retail sector. Concurrently, the public remains ambivalent towards the rapid AI advancement, with many expressing more concerns than excitement. However, with AI predicted to be embedded in daily applications, its integration into the workforce poses both a threat to certain jobs and a boon to AI-related careers, offering higher salaries and skill-specific opportunities.
In light of the AI revolution, adult performers are confronting a challenging new reality. At the recent Exotica convention, star Blake Blossom expressed concerns about artificial intelligence's impact on authenticity and job security in the industry. Deepfake technology is advancing rapidly, making it difficult to differentiate real content from fabricated, which could not only limit work opportunities, but also affect performers' self-esteem. With a body and likeness being the main income source for adult actors, protecting their image has turned into a constant struggle. Some have discovered contract clauses from major production companies, allowing the use of their likeness for AI-generated content, often without explicit consent. This presents a complex legal and financial predicament, as porn stars typically receive a one-time fee without royalties, now compounded by potential AI exploitation. While some performers are resistant, others like Stephanie Love and Haim Marie are looking to collaborate with AI companies proactively, trying to get ahead of the curve in the unpredictable world of adult entertainment in the AI era. A former Google software engineer, Lin-Wei Ding, has been charged with stealing artificial intelligence trade secrets and collaborating with Chinese companies, as announced by the US Justice Department. Ding was arrested in California on charges that carry a potential 10-year prison sentence per count. FBI Director Christopher Wray emphasized the severe economic and national security implications of such intellectual property theft. The indictment alleges Ding began transferring sensitive Google files to his personal cloud 2 years ago and failed to disclose his affiliations with Chinese tech ventures. Google referred the case to law enforcement, underscoring its serious efforts to protect confidential information. The tech giant suspended Ding's access and secured his devices upon discovering the breach of security. The FBI's investigation into Ding's actions highlights ongoing concerns about foreign entities exploiting AI technology to undermine US interests.
In a recent statement, Electronic Arts CEO Andrew Wilson shared his perspective on the potential of generative AI in the video game industry. Wilson believes that this technology could revolutionize game development by speeding up the creation process and fostering innovation. He envisions a future where generative AI will assist developers in producing more dynamic and personalized content. Wilson's insights come at a time when the gaming industry is eager to adopt new technologies that can enhance both the creative process and player experiences. Despite enthusiasm, there are concerns regarding the impact AI may have on jobs within the industry. As EA explores the possibilities of generative AI, the CEO maintains a focus on its benefits, signaling a transformative period ahead for game design. The gaming community awaits to see how EA will integrate this technology into its future titles, amidst growing anticipation and curiosity. ITV is grappling with a 32% plunge in profits amid advertising market challenges, while navigating a post-strike blip in commissioning conversations with US buyers. The strikes had frozen these critical discussions, according to CEO Carolyn McCall, who indicated that the cessation of idea pitching halted pipeline building for future projects. Meanwhile, ITV Studios' revenue from streaming services has surged by 10 percentage points, with its streamer shows success, such as the Netflix drama Fool Me Once and Squid Game, The Challenge, Julian Bellamy, the head of ITV Studios, admits to a tougher market, but remains optimistic toward the medium-term outlook as the production arm outgrows the market in certain aspects like content licensing. He also weighed in on the generative AI debate, viewing it as a co-pilot for creatives, supportive but not a replacement for top-tier writing. In the face of these industry shifts, ITV has launched a strategic restructuring and efficiency program, intending to safeguard profitability and buffer against future market shocks, with an anticipated £50 million in annual savings by the end of 2024. McCall underscores the commitment to building headroom and future-proofing the company as they accelerate these defensive measures.
Thank you for listening to today's AI and Tech News podcast summary. Please do leave us a comment, and for additional feedback, please email us at podcast@digimasters.co.uk. You can now follow us on Instagram and Threads by searching for @DigimasterShorts or search for Digimasters on LinkedIn. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, and don't forget to follow or subscribe.